Speaking on this program is Paul Meacham, Jr.
Did miracles cease when the last apostle died? Are there any modern-day miracles, such as faith healers? Now, this is a very interesting question to many people. Miracles are very interesting to study. We look in the Bible and we see that God, at very different times and in very different ways, demonstrated His power. Power over some of the things that we think are fixed and unmovable. He changed the length of a day on one occasion. He has complete control over the winds and the waves and even over sickness and death. And God, in demonstrating that power, shows us that He is the one true and living God. Now, these miracles are very interesting to us, and some people even claim to be able to do these miracles today. And that's what our question is about. The answer to the question, if we're going to make it very simple, is no. There is no such thing as a modern-day miracle. There is no such thing as the faith healers that claim to have miraculous power today. I'd like for you to think about it just from a standpoint of common sense for a moment. If these men had the ability, with the power of God, to heal sickness, then why is it that they wouldn't go to the hospitals where people are desperately ill and walk into those hospitals and merely walk down the hallways healing people? Or, as was the case with Jesus, it wasn't even necessary for him to go to the place where the sick person was. You may remember there was a Roman centurion. He had a servant who was ill, and he asked Jesus to heal him and said, "It's not even necessary for you to come to my house. Just say the word, and he will be healed." That account is found in Matthew chapter 8, beginning in about verse 8. So we see that Jesus had that ability. If men today are working miracles, healing people, by the power of Jesus, why don't they do it the same way? Why don't they heal these people just by saying the word? Well, the answer is that they don't have that power. This was designed by God in such a way as miracles were designed by God in such a way as to come to an end. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we find here Paul writing to the church at Corinth about many of these miracles, the ability to do miracles, because many of them had gifts of that manner. We find in chapter 12, beginning in verse 28, that Paul says, "God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations, varieties of tongue. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret?" Well, the answer to all of these questions clearly was no. He makes that clear in the very next statement because he says, instead of all having these gifts, they earnestly desire the best gifts. Now, this was causing problem among the Christians there. They wanted, if they had one gift, they thought someone else's gift was better and they wanted that gift. Paul then says, "And yet I show you a more excellent way." Paul then begins what we know as 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and he begins to show us the power and goodness of love. Love is a better way, even better than miracles. And after telling us all of the things that true love is, he tells us then in chapter 13, beginning in verse 8, that love never fails. Whether there be prophecies, they will fail. Whether there be tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. Now, we're talking about miraculous prophecy, miraculous tongue speaking, miraculous knowledge. All of these things that are representative of the ability to work miracles would vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, that which is perfect is that which would be complete. It wouldn't be partial knowledge or partial prophecy, but complete knowledge and complete prophecy. That is the revealed will of God, the Bible. When that is come, then that which is in part will be done away. That which is in part were these miracles. Now, we also understand that these miracles had to cease because the ability to pass them on also ended. Now, the question asked us at the beginning, did miracles end when the last apostle died? The answer to that is no. It wouldn't necessarily have to end then, for the apostles had the ability to pass on the ability to work miracles. Notice, if you would, Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 14. Then the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God. They sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen on none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands, the they here is Peter and John, the apostles, laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw, now notice what Simon observed, when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. He wanted the ability to pass on the Holy Spirit as well. When the last apostle died, miracles didn't necessarily have to leave the earth. For the last apostle living could have been John, probably was, and if he had laid his hands on some and given them the ability to do miracles, then and when John died, their power wouldn't go away. But when they died, not having the ability to pass it on themselves, then the miraculous power would be gone from the earth. I hope you'll find these answers helpful. I realize that they were brief. Until next time, this is Paul Meacham, reminding you that God's Word is the truth for the world.